Top Iranian and American diplomats are holding fresh nuclear talks in the Swiss city of Lausanne. Mohammad Javad Zarif and John Kerry are accompanied by the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Ali Akbar Salehi, and U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. The new round of talks opened on Sunday. A U.S. judicial advisory panel has approved a rule change which will extend the FBI's hacking authorities. The new rule allows judges to grant warrants for remote searches of electronic devices located outside their district or even when the location is unknown. The plan has been opposed by many organizations, including Google. Scotland Yard is going to be investigated over claims that it covered up child sex abuse by senior politicians and police officers. The Independent Police Complaints Commission says it would investigate 14 allegations of high-level corruption of the most serious nature occurring between 1970 and 2005. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has inaugurated the largest phase of the South Pars gas field in the country's south. Rouhani pointed out that the $7 billion project has been completed under Western sanctions. Officials say the output from this latest phase is equal to that of three standard phases. The Iraqi Interior Minister has announced the suspension of military anti-ISIL operations in Tikrit until further notice. Mohammad Al-Ghabban said the decision is to prevent casualties among civilians. Ghabban said some reinforcement is needed, especially in heavy artillery and aircraft. Iraqi forces are now in control of 85% of Tikrit. Israeli voters have begun to cast their ballots in parliamentary elections. Latest opinion polls indicate that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling Likud party is behind the center-left Zionist Union, led by Isaac Herzog. Herzog has accused Netanyahu of using security scares to distract public attention from social problems.